I'd like you to look at that Flamin Gimel Hamad Aleph. And before I go back, the thing about Cheskes Habatim, it's not like Bava Kama, it's not like Bava Metzia. It jumps from, at least this part of Cheskes Habatim, jumps from one case to the next case to the next case. And after a while, you just remember that Rava Bar Shirshim, or Rabba Bar Shirshim, once existed. Lama Gimel, Lama Dalet, these are some famous sugyas. Lama Dalet, Gnav Nasta de Rababa, that's the sugya we're going to spend next. I think everyone remembers there's such a thing as Nasta de Rababa, which we're going to have. And I just want you to be able to look at Rabba Bar Shirshim and Krevi de Ravidi. And there are two ways to remember a sugya. One is to get into it. To remember all the pratim, you really have to get into a sugya. And usually, even if you learn a sugya very well, the whole kaching of the sugya is in a certain type of memory, which you have to get back into it, and then it comes back. But at least on to have a surface labeling of the sugya of Rabba Bar Shirshim, I'd like you to do either physically or mentally, to make note in Rabba Bar Shirshim, the Taf Sugya of Lama Gimel Amid Aleph, that the other three Taisis in, I mentioned here when we learned it, Taisis 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Taisis. My Gemara, I made a little dot by all three, so that hopefully when I'm back Lama Zayin, I look back, I remember that there were three Taisis in. Each of the three Taisis in has a Yesod that you could try to remember in a sentence. You don't have to get into the sugya. It's a yesod. You could try to remember in one sentence. The Taisus Ach B'Shei had a yesod that if you start a chazaka in a way that's not good, that doesn't give you a chazaka, you start with Gazla Nusa or Mashkanta, you start having something for some outside reason, that it never becomes a chazaka later by itself. You'll never get a chazaka. If you start to hold something because you're an oris, or because it's a mashkin, or you're an uman, if you start to hold something and there's a reason you're holding it, you're not going to get a chazaka later. And that's not only true by Cheskes Gimel Shanim, it's true even by Metaltelin. That if you start to hold something that people borrow, you'll never have a chazaka on that item because you're holding it. That's the Taisvist. There was no Machloikis. We didn't have Rishayim who argue. It's a very glatta Yisayid in the Taisvist. That's the Taisvist Ach B'Shei. Taisvist Migu was a Machloikis. Taisvist in the Rush. If Taninon makes a Tainiz Bari. That's the Machloikis. When you say Taninon, does Taninon make a Tainiz Bari? That Mechayev Shlus Heses. Tosfos says the one line of Tosfos is the V'yesh Leimar, 3.5 lines on the end. The Ein Nishbar Shlus Heses Ela Eichad Etoim Bari, Aval Hachal Av Tainis Bari. That by Yisaimim Taninon is not a Tainis Bari. It's not a Taina of Vaday. That's the aside of the second Tosfos. That is a Machlokes. That's the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh. The third Taisus was Lekucho Hibiyadi. Rabbi Bar Shishim could have said he bought it. There was a Kail that he didn't buy it. So Taisus in the first line said, Afagavdi Havam Lekucho Hibiyadi Havan Neman. Taisus says, if he says Lekucho against the Kail, if he would have tainted Lekucho, he'd be believed. Just the pshat is here that he doesn't have a Migul. The side of Taisus is that if he would say Lekucha Hu Biyadi, despite the fact that there's a coil that is not Lekucha, that it would be believed. It's not like the way the Rashbam learned the Gemara. So you see a Machloikis, the Rashbam, and Tosfos. If Rabbi Bar Shirshim, when there was a coil that it was Ach B'Shei, if he would have said Lekucha Hu Biyadi, if that would be a good taina, That's a third machlokes, the Kucha Hibiyadi, the Seist, if you could have such a taina, that's the third inyan. Those are the three taisis. Plus, the general idea I told you about Rabbi Bar Shirshim, was that the Chavis Yoreh said that we see from the story of Rabbi Bar Shirsha, the general idea that you're allowed to pull tricks to make the emes come out. If you know you're entitled to something, you're allowed to do shtick to make it happen. It's not a sarin of he's pulling shtick. Rabbi Bar Shirsha, what's he doing? He's hiding a shtar. He's not telling. That was the general theme from Rabbi Bar Shirsha, and then the three tises. So that, in a nutshell, is what you should remember from Rabbi Bar Shirsha. From Kreva to Ravindi, also there's the general thing to remember, and then the Rashbam and Taisis. The general idea was Nesivis is Yesaid, that he held from Kreva to Ravindi, we learn out, that a person walks into Bez and says, I'm a Karev, if there are no Krevim, you win, you're Neman. Person wants to make a business out of it. Go to the courts when they open up a will and there are no relatives. So come in and say, I'm related to him. I mean, if he comes in one day and says, I'm related to him, comes the next day and says, I'm related to him, and those two are not related to each other, you're going to have a problem. But what? Huh? He's through marriage. How many wives did he marry? Okay, anyway. The what? Marriage does not Yerusha, that's right. He means through his father's marriage. At any rate, the Nesivis is Yisayit is that a person Katayna, like I told you yesterday, the only place I know of that a person could say a Bari and a win in Dinei Maminis. Scheinberg in his Sefer tries to find a Makar for the Nesivis, so he brings a case in Hilchas Kiddushin. He says, you do find somewhere else a person could just say Bari, but he doesn't find a case in Maminis. So, you know, you all know, if I have an Aveda, someone says, I'm Bari, it's mine, I don't give it to him. Bari doesn't not my Timamas. And the Sivis, Krav the Ravidi, you walk in, you say, you're a Karev, it's good. And the Tziv argued. The Tziv said it means they were Mulzikals Kravim. So that's the general thing to remember. And then the two Pratim are the two Pshatim in the Gemara, the Rashbam and Taisvis. Rashbam said that he was Mamish Maida later. He was Mamish Maida, so it's a Pella, Rav Chista is a Pella. Let everyone, Rav Chista is a Pella Otzim. What's Chat in, he's Mamish Neman. So then, if he's Mamish Maida, so then why shouldn't he give back the payments? So we spoke at yesterday, the idea of Haidah Spadin Kameidim Dami, the Ragachav is Mahalach, which Chat in the Gemara is a bit Dachuk. But the Yisayit is Yisayit to know. Haidas Baldin Kameidim Dami could be as a new Asayibis, and could be that if I remember tomorrow, I wanted to read you a Machaber that seems to be a Kasha on this, but, you know, the next Gemara. But the Yisayit to remember, Haidas Baldin Kameidim Dami, two ways to learn. We'll have it again this year, and I'll ask you again, how are two ways to learn Haidas Baldin? Either we trust you, or it's a new eschayvus. Two ways to read Haidas Baldin Kameidim Dami. That was the Rashbam's, the one pshat in the Rashbam. The second pshat in the Rashbam was from the Rav Nachum, who said that when we're saying he's Maida, doesn't mean he's Mamish Maida, that he was a Gazlan all along. He's Maida that Afshinisht. That's the other way to learn. And Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't learn that way. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that Edim came, that this person's a Karev. And the way Rabbeinu Chananel learned, it's a question of Migul. If you have a Migul on the Peiris and not on the Karka, could we split the Migul? Rav Chista says you could split it. You could have a Migul on the Peiris and not on the Karka. I'm going to give you the Peiris and not the Karka. And Rav and Abaye say you can't split a migul. And Rav Chanan said, "What's a shaila? You can split a migul. You can't split a migul." This is the shaila. The shaila is if you can take a migul, if a migul is a bearer, then you can't split it. It has to be a proof. If a migul is a kayach ataina, so it doesn't prove anything. It's just a kayach ataina. You can split it. I have a kayach against the Paris. I don't have a kayach against. So again. In Kreved Ravidi, we have three Nakudis, the Nesivis, and then Rashbam, and then in Taisvis, the Rabbi Chanan, the idea of Miku being Kayachatayna, this being an example of a case where Kayachatayna helps a sugya, or helps understand Rav Chista. So that's what we had yesterday. Today, we start the very next piece of Gemara, Mami Gimel Amid Beis, is a repetition of a Gemara we had on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The names here are different, because the same story happened with different names. Not a chalikus where the story happened, but it's the same Maisa. Zay Mishal Avaisai, Zay Mishal Avaisai. Hayas Yisadi Da Avaseihu, Hayas Yisadi Da Achol Shnei Chazaka. Same story. One person brought witnesses, his father's. One person brought witnesses that he ate at Shnei Chazaka. It's interesting, the Rashbam here, Hayai Sisadi Da Avasahi, says something he did not say before. Rashbam says, towards the end of the narrow lines, one person brought witnesses that it was his father's, Ad Yai Maisa, until the day they died. Till now he said, I brought witnesses, it was my father's. Till when was it my father's? I don't know. Rishman says there were witnesses Ad Yai Maisa, and the father never sold it. The Rishman didn't say that. I don't know why here he says it, there he didn't say it. At any rate, he says one person brought witnesses, it was his father's Ad Yai Maisa. Yom B'Zaydis, he was there 3 years. So Rav Chista said, Nalu B'Shakri, Bayom L'Nach B'Zinim Teva, Chalfi Shnei Chazaka. Believing that it was his father's, and he's there 3 years, he has a migul. He could have said he bought it from this person. So Rav Chista said he wins with a migul. By Rav Elai Sfir Mahadra Rav Chista, Ma'al Yishakim V'mokim Megum Layamina. You can't be with a migul be believed against witnesses. Migul is a proof, but if not stronger proof as witnesses. So if you say that it was your father's, and witnesses say it was his father's, even if you have a migul that it was your father's, he has witnesses it was his father's, you're out of luck, and he wins. We spoke out on Daf Lamed Amel from Amid Aleph. Yeah, what is he saying? He has a migu, or he could namish say it. See, as long I'll answer you. We'll come back to the mashon in a minute. You'll see why in a minute. We on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, we spoke out. Shame, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, maybe someone else, that nobody in the world could hold, you could say, a migul against Adam. It can't be such a shita. That a migul is stronger than two witnesses? We give misa with two witnesses. We're maturation sish with two witnesses. We don't give misa with a migul. He says there can't be, there's no one in the world that could hold that such a thing. It's impossible. We have such a man, the Yomar, the Gemara. So they said, a big aside, that nobody holds that Yamigo wins against witnesses. Here it's different. It's Efshal Karetz Devarov. Because here, he said, Shal Avasi, you could touch it up. We had two possible touch. Either shall the muzik book is shall avaisai. I'm as sure that it's mine as if it was my father's. Or shall avaisai shakanu me avaisecha. That my father was my father's. It's your father's too, but my father bought it from your father. Those were the two ways he could touch his words. So even though we spoke out then that sometimes he touch words and it fits smoothly, then of course he touches words. This is a taich that's a dochtika taich. So that is the machlaikis here. Rav Chista says, we believe him because of a migul. We believe them because of witnesses. We taich his words to make it fit. That's what the Ramban said there on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. That we taich his words. A migul is not believed against witnesses. Dafka here, Rav Nachum, over there on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph writes, I think it was Eis Pei Gimel or maybe Pei Dalet in Rav Nachum. He says, What are you talking about? How could you touch his words that my father bought it from your father? Could you touch it that way here? My father bought it from your father. Huh? Could you touch it? I just read you the Rashbam. Rashbam says, the witnesses say, it was his father's Adyei Maisai. So you can't catch his words, my father bought it from your father. So Rav Nachum says, so you can't catch his words. So you see from here that the Rashbam doesn't hold like the Ramban and the Rashbam and the Ritz with everybody else. Because the Rashbam intention here is to say, you can't touch his words. You can't touch his words. Why? That's what Rav Nachum
says. His father bought it from the Ma'ar. Like it says, the Ma'ar's father died first and then Moses' father died
second. Maybe my father bought it from the Ma'ar. You could have said better. Rav Nachum missed the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger is in a tshuva. Tshuva Chelek Beis, tshuva Kuflamid. Rebbe Kiva Eger says the Feirish that even though you can't touch Avosi Shekhanami Avisecha, you could still touch Muslif Bai Kishalavaisai. The Gemara Lamed Av said another touch. Shalavaisai means I'm as sure it's mine as if it was my father's. Now, you may not like it. I may not like it, but it's a Gemara. Gemara says you can touch a person's words. Shalavaisa means, I'm as sure it's mine as if it was my father's. So that, this Rebbe Kiva Eger doesn't, this Rashbam is not disproving that. This Rashbam is saying, you can't say my father bought it from your father, because they even say your father died before he sold it. So what is that ruined the ability to touch his words? We still have the other way of touching his words. You can touch his words. The Bosei Bok Shal Avasei.
You only touch that if he says it. The other one we touch even without saying it.
It's not true. It's not true. The whole Ramban Rashba is that we touch his words because we assume the Migah is true. We assume the Eidim is true. Since we have two assumptions that are contradictory, we find a teretz.
That's what Ramban tells us. That's what Ramban tells us. We don't be hold like a Bayeder of the book. Only if he does touch it.
I don't believe you. Take a look at the Ramban. That's not what the Ramban and the Rashba are saying. As a matter of fact, the Masber, that the reason that we touch it without his touching, he touched. Here, we touch, because we have Adam and Migu, and we want to hold them both to be true, so we try to answer it as best we can.
So,
the Sugya Chaytayim is not talking with this contradiction, and we're touching it. Somewhere, a man in Bezdin who's ready to win wants to be Chayz B'Tayim. Right? Mepto Lepto. That has nothing to do with this. This Gemara is the Gemara before that. This Gemara is talking about we are catching up his words because we have a student.
But isn't the Rashbam saying that we know it was his father's until he died? Isn't that a contradiction
of
the Eidim
himself? No, it means the Eidim are saying it was his until the day he died. And he's saying it was my father's. He's saying it was my father's. So the Eidim are contradicting him. They're saying it wasn't your father's, it was his father's. So we are Mitaritz Devar of him. When he said it's my father's, he meant Kishel Abayisai.
But that was his. But the Eidim are saying that it wasn't his.
No, but it could have been his.
To this guy's father until he died.
They say it belonged to this guy's father until 1980 when he died. From 1980 till today, he could have bought it. The question is why the Rashbam did this. Why the Rashbam stuck this in? Chayz v'Tayim is telling that he's Chayz v'Tayim, but Rav Chis, that's not this. They're two different Gemaras. That's Ula and Rav Ashiya. Is it? The argument is Chayz v'Tayim and Chayz v'Tayim. This is the Gemara before that. No, they're not. They're going on the case before. They're going on a case where a person only said one time. He only said Shalav Aysai. The other person only said Shalav Aysai. And he's a Moshe 3 years. The other person has Aiden. Now we have a contradiction. The Ramban, if you look in the Ramban, the Siklar, he says that he doesn't have to tie it. We tie it for him, because we want to settle the contradiction between the Aedis and the Migul. It's clear that that's what the Ramban, the Rashman, the Ritual mean. That they mean that we touch his words because of a steer, not because he can't touch his words. Mechiyuv l'ptor. That's if it would be otherwise mechiyuv. Right, when we spoke that sugya, we said you don't touch mechiyuv l'ptor. You don't touch mechiyuv l'ptor.
If it's not only
mechiyuv
l'ptor, it's entirely
different than anyway, I think if you look in the Ramban, it's clear that way. And, The Marsha says that the Rashbam says this because otherwise he katayna, he himself katayna, that my father bought it from your father. That's why the Edom said Ad Yei Maisam. I'm not sure. The Maisa he didn't tayna. I don't know why. What thought that the Rashbam he could tayna taka. He didn't. So I don't know. Maybe if he says Shalavaisa, he's saying that we'd be mefarish devarav that. He says Shalavaisa, and the Edom are saying it belonged to their father, so it's not a steer. If his father could have bought it from their father,
because
the Tosfos is kashya. Okay, you want to make the two cases different. Well, if you have two exactly same Gemaras, you want to make
one.
What are you going to do with the Uzik Beit Hashem Avaisa? It's a problem anyway. The Rishbam is only fixing it halfway, that you can't say Avaisa Kodomei Avaisecha, but you can still say the Yachzik, that I'm Uzik Beit Hashem Avaisa. The Rishbam is not taking that away from him. Okay, I don't understand. Whatever the Rashbam meant to fix here, whatever the Mashah is saying, either he wanted to fix that the person can't taina a new taina, or that he doesn't have a migo of a new taina, he's only fixing half of it. The other half, you know, there are two possible tainas. Someone says Shalavaisai could say, I meant. Could say, I meant my father bought it from your father. You could say, I meant that I'm as confident about it as if it was my father's. So Rishbam takes away one. You can't say my father bought it from your father because witnesses say that the other person's father died while he owned it. But it doesn't help for the other kind of Asik Bakishal Avaisa. Okay. Akoponim, even though it seems from the Gemara that it's a machloek, as we say, Migu B'Makim Eidim, we are definitely going to always learn that Migu B'Makim Eidim Lo Yamrina. And here it's a special case because you could be Mitaris Devarov. Well, you want to come up with a different tarot, it's fine with me. But not Chalilo to come away that there's a Mandiyamar, that Amigo is stronger than Aiden. It just can't be. Let's begin the next case, just the beginning of it, and then we'll get into it more tomorrow. Right, let's start the next case and at least deal with the hip part that's connected to our Gemara. Ahu Damalei Lechavre, a new story. My Boris Bayara, what are you doing here? Amalei Minosavinta Zavni Vachalte Shnei Chazakim. I bought it from you, and I've been here for 3 years. Ozel, I see Sadi. Now he had to bring Aiden that he was there 3 years. He was only able to find Aiden the Achla Tarti Shani, that he was there 2 years. So what happens to him? Amrav Nachman Hajar Arav Hajar Pei. He has to give back the karka, because he couldn't prove 3 years. 3 years. And once he gives back the karka, he has to give back the payers. How much payers does he have to give back? He says he was there 3 years. And he only found Aiden for 2 years. So what amount of payers does he have to give back? 2 years worth or 3 years worth? So what does Rashbam say?
It says when there's no Eidim, he could be believed with an Eagle. Up to person. Up to a little.
The second part of the Tavahadi Milim. The second part. Places on the Yamun Alfarei said that up until the full, not the full 3 years. Less than the full 3 years. Rashbam says, Hajri Peiri shall base Hashanim Sha'achal Shalaikidim. 2 years that we know he ate shalaykadin. What he says later we'll get to, but right now the Rashbam says 2 years, because if it would be 3 years, if I ate it for three years, then I'll have a chazaka. So you can't claim I ate it for 3 years. Selamai, I ate it less than 3 years. You can't make me pay the third year's amount of payers. I have to pay 2 years. Like you say, probably means 2 years and 300 days, or whatever it is, 350 days worth. A little less than 3 years.
Rashbam learned that it's like a new
Okay, this I wanted to wait for till tomorrow, and I have this problem. Okay, let me start with something else at this time. I want to go to remind me, okay? I want to step back for a minute. And we've been learning Cheskes Habata now for a while, and we've always been talking about the Kabbalah. Today and yesterday, we had a new idea that if I go down to your field, Shloi Bishus, and I'm in your field, and I come now and I taina, it's my field, like the Kreved Ravidi. Originally, Kreved Ravidi came and they sat in this field. Not Ravidi, the other part. They sat in the field for a few years. And later on, it was Mizbarer, either with a total proof or with enough of a proof, whatever proof, that the person who was there doesn't have rights to the karka, he loses the karka. So we now are learning that when you lose the karka, you have to give back the payris. You have to give him back whatever payris grew in that period of time. Is it so pashit that you have to give back the payris? Is it so pashit? I have a little bit of a hard time understanding this pashtus. That if he's wrong, he has to give out the payrus. If he has a legal, he's right, he doesn't. But that the Gemara is saying for pshitus, hadra ara, hadra payri. What does that mean? That means, let me just explain. It means there's a field. And there's nobody in the field. I see a field. It's laying empty. So I feel, you know what I'm going to do? I go there. I put up a fence. And I make myself like a balabas. I plant the field. I rent out the house. Whatever it is I do. A couple of years later, the owner comes. He says, what are you doing here? We go to the Torah, he proves he's a Marakam, and I lose. I have no taina. Even if you're in a field, at the beginning of the year I told you, the Delt has a mistake. They think if you go into a field for 3 years, it becomes yours. Not true, right? A chazaka without a taina is nothing. So I just say, I went out to the field and shine. So you come, you take me to the Torah, you prove you're a Marakam, and you win. So push it, hadra ara, hadra peri. If I give you back the karka, I give you back the peris. Why do I have to give you the payrus? I planted the payrus. I grew the payrus. Why do I have to give you back the payrus? I really don't understand. I should give you the fair rental value of such a field, maybe. If it's an ahen of a zavah chaser, maybe I shouldn't give you anything. The taina, maybe it's a chaser because the payrus were I used up the. If the field would have been empty, it would have been more fertile, it would have been a better field. But why do I have to give you, why is it so pashut? I have to give you the payrus. I started by taking out the Shulchan Aruch, and I was sure I'll find someone who explains why you have to give back the payrus. I don't see anything in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, I look both in Kuf Lamites, if Dalet, whatever it is, the Hadra Peri of the previous Gemara, and in this Gemara, Hadra Peri. So I looked in Hilchus Gezeila. Hilchus Gezeila said the following din. Now listen carefully. The case is Reuven owns a field. Shimon steals it. Now, you know that when you steal a field, you don't grab it and run. You say Shimon stole it, I mean Shimon went to the field, he put up a fence, and he pretended it's his. Shimon sold the field to Levi. So Levi bought a field from Shimon, which wasn't Shimon's, right? Levi bought a field from Shimon, wasn't Shimon's. Levi planted in the field, and he ate payrus. Reuven comes back, and Reuven says, hey, that's my field. He goes to Besdin. Levi says, I bought it from Shimon. Reuven proves that Shimon never owned it. Of course, the field goes back. So up to Rambam. He knows his gezeila. This is Paragimel Halachaches in the Rambam. He says Hadra Ara for Hadra Peri. Now it's not our Gemara's case. It happens to be this particular case he's talking about, which is a Gemara elsewhere. The Rambam, Parag Tes Halachaches. Gozal Sade Umachra. Someone steals a field and sells it. Ba'achol Lekeach Peris. Lekeach ate Peris for as many years as it might be. The chashvin kol ha-perish ha-ochal u-mishalom. Is it shteyt in Rambam? Zach the Magid Mishnah. It's not like Rashi. Rashi in Bava Kama is going on exactly this case. He says, Reuven had a field. Shimon sold the field. Shimon sold it to Levi. The Gemara there says that you return it with the payrus. So Rashi, it means you return it with any payrus that are on the field this minute. With any payrus that are on the field right now. Because right now, the day they go to a din Torah, there are things growing on the field. Whatever is connected to the ground is the ground. So you give back the payrus that are on the karka now. And that, the payrus he ate for the 2-3 years, you don't have to give back at all, Rashi says. Rashi has to give back. That's Rashi Shita. And the lesson of the Magen Mishnah is that L'chaira Rashi's right. Why should you have to give back more payrus? So the Magen Mishnah says, no, the Rambam is right. I have two proofs to the Rambam. He doesn't explain Svara. I have two proofs to the Rambam. One, Bava Basra Lama Gimel Hajra Ara Hajra Peri. You see that when you give back stolen land, you give back the payrus. It's one proof. The other proof, Gemara in Bava Kama, that Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. Gemara there says that if you grab someone's Eved and you work with the Eved, you don't have to pay him. You have to return the Eved, you don't have to pay him for the work. So the Gemara asks, why not? Gemara says, why don't you have to pay for the work? The Eved ki karka dami, if you hold the Eved as like karka, like we say, well, over Shas, Yishalem, you should have to pay. Because karka ain't an exelus. Because karka, you can't steal karka. And it's always considered to be in the rishus of the owner. So if an eved is always in the rishus of the owner, all his work should belong to the owner. So he says, we see from that Gemara, the karka ain't an exelus. You can't steal karka. If you go to someone's field and plant there, and you make payrus there, that those payrus are... go with the karka. You see, like the Rambam sheet, not like Rashi. Hajar ayra, hajar peri. So here we see a shtickle svara. If it's my karka, karka and an exelus, everything that grows belongs to me. Machlokes is the Rashbam and Rashi, and he says we have a raya from our Gemara to the Rambam. Our Gemara and the Gemara Banka. Now, before we go weiter, tell me how you would, let's say there would be no Gemara in Shas, no Rambam, no Rashi. Someone would tell you, hey, I have a great Shaila, new Shaila. Somebody went and he stole someone else's karka, and either he planted it or he sold it to a third party, and the third party planted it. Who gets the payrus? The person who put in all the work, the person that owns the land. Who gets the payrus? What would you say? You should have an answer to me for me. What would you say? That's what I want to hear. You should say it's a sugya. There's a sugya. If someone goes to someone else's property and does work there and improves it and plants it, it's a sugya. Let's learn the sugya and see what it says. Someone goes to someone else's field and he improves it, does he get paid or doesn't he get paid? Right? I mentioned to you once the Shaila. If someone comes to your house and he paints your house, you didn't call him to paint. He was really called to paint your neighbor's house. He got his address mixed up and he came and he paints your house. You come home, your house has a new fresh coating of paint. You say to him, Yashkayach, very nice job. He looks at the address, he has the wrong address. You tell him you're happy he's not a demolition expert. Not the wrong address, right? Do you have to pay him? What do you pay him? So it's a sugya. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Hayayu l'tasadish ha-chaveir ha-shloi b'shus, they are two dinim. If the field was Oymid Lizara, it was a field that had to be planted, or if the house needed a painting, you pay him the lesser of the two, either his expenses or the shvach, the improvement that he made to the house or to the field. Whichever is less, you pay him yodei ala tachtayna, and you pay him the lesser of the two. If it's a sadeh she'ina imed lizra, if it's a house that didn't need painting, he painted your house, so you don't have to pay him anything. But in the case of a field where he gets payers, he has to pay you the rental value of this property. If I have a field, I'm planning to let the field stay empty. I bought it for investment, I'm going to hold it for a few years, I'm going to sell it. I was planning to let it stay empty, so the Gemara says, I pay him the fair rental value of such a field. As I state in the Gemara, L'chaira, that should be the din in our sugya. Somebody goes to someone else's field, Shalai Bershus, and he plants it for 2 years, for 3 years, whatever, all these cases in the Gemara. Obviously, the owner was not about to plant it. The owner didn't come. He didn't make a bechai. He didn't do anything these 3 years. You should pay him the fair rental value. Verstehnicht. I'm asking a question that somebody asks. I just don't know who. Somebody has to ask this question. It's a basic question. It bothered me very much. I was waiting for Rav Weinberg to come this morning to ask him. He's, I think, the only shir that's holding as far as we are. By Hajar and Hajar Peri. And wasn't here this morning. Maybe one of his children is having a baby or something. But I don't know the answer. I'd like somebody to find an answer.
Here's the worst, because here the name is Zelay Fasa. All the other cases we always have is Zelay Fasa. I'm not Fasa if somebody painted my house.
Let's forget the painting. Let's talk about the Gemara's case. You can't tell me this is different than the Gemara's case, because it's exactly the same. Somebody went down to his friend's field without permission. Bizarro. And he planted it. Rav Omar?
Yeah, but he doesn't get the... He didn't need the payers afterwards.
What?
He didn't need the payers. He left the payers to me.
Well, no, it's talking even when he ate the payers. Not talking after when he didn't need the payers. After he didn't need the payers? It's talking when he ate the payers.
He ate the payers,
so he has to pay it back to you. But it depends what the case is. If it's Amid Lizra, he has to give it to you, and you have to give him back his Eitzos. If, you know what, we should take a look. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the case is talking to Afghan wasn't cut, and then it will be a
thing. Maybe over here also, maybe they give it back to the Eitzos.
But here, Lechair is not Amid Lizra. Lechair, we should only have to pay the rental value of the field. When it's not Oymed Lizra, it's a field that's not Oymed to be planted, the Gemara says, at least the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that you only have to pay the fair rental value of the field.
Why
it's not Oymed Lizra? I'm not sure. Maybe I don't understand I'm not Oymed Lizra. My understanding of not Oymed Lizra, that those years, this person wasn't planning to plant it. So he would have made a machah, he would have come. If he came to plant, and someone else was planting, if he came to live, if someone was living there, he would have said, what are you doing here? It's mine. The case is he didn't make a machah. Right? The person paid a machah, was Gimel Shaman. Clearly there was no machah. If there was no machah, then, understand? So I have this problem. I'm sure that by tomorrow we'll find someone who talks about it. If not me, maybe one of you. And so maybe somebody will leave a Dibur Smaisha on my seat. So I took the Dibur Smaisha, and I don't think he talks about it, at least not in the Horus. And now, there is a Nachlas David above Metzia Daf Yudalit, Dibur Amasal Hine Harapa Magid. He brings this Machlaikis, the Rashbam, and not Rashbam, the Rambam and the Rashi. Again, what's the machlokes to Rambam and Rashi? If you steal a field and you sell it to someone, and that person grows payers, and he cuts the payrus and he takes them home. Rashi says he doesn't have to give it to you, period. He owes you nothing. Only the payrus that are still in the karka he has to give you. The Rambam says, no, any payrus he ever grew all the years, he has to give back to you. Magid Mishnah said that our Gemara, Hajar Hajar Peri, is a proof to the Rambam and a Kasha on Rashi. From our Gemara, you see, you give back the payrus of the previous years, which is what the Rambam says. It's a Kasha on Rashi. Rashi says you don't have to give back the payrus of the previous years. So it's a Kasha on Rashi. Why don't you give? You have to give back. Now, it could be Rashi holds you have to pay the fair rental value. The Rashi is going on the Gemara. The Gemara says you give back the payrus. Rashi says only the payrus that are still growing in the field, because mechubal karka kikarka, you give it back. But from the previous years, vice versa, Rashi holds is no hundred pay. So fret the Magid Mishnah Shvara Rashi. So Nachas David says the Teretz, and I'm just going to read you his lashon because I understand exactly what he's saying, but I don't understand why it should be this way. He says in just three lines, "Lenisdaiti nirabar." When he answers Rashi, Rashi says you don't give back payrus. Agamara says you do give back payrus. Chastira. Like kivin Rashi lezeh shloit starach hagazlan l'shalom ba'ara payrus shalcha. Rashi never said that a gazlan doesn't have to pay the payrus that he had all the years. No. Rakdas Rashi shehaloi keach min hagazlan loy matzil amigvel hanigzal ha'payrus shifarocha. Rashi saying is a difference between the ganiv and the person who bought it from the ganiv. The ganiv who goes to someone's field and plants a shalikin bin has to give back all the payrus. Like Agamara, Hajar Peri. We're talking about the gazlan himself. The gazlan himself has to give back all the payrus. Rashi never said the gazlan doesn't have to give back. Rashi said that someone who buys from a gazlan, he doesn't have to give back payrus. Why not? What's a hesber and the difference? What's the difference? I'm just finished. Between the ganav himself and the one who buys from the ganav, see, he's masber. The payrus he ate already, he would have to pay money. What kind of svar is it that the nigzal could tell the lekeach, give me those payrus? What do I have to do with you? I didn't steal anything from you. Zila gabi agazlan, go to the gazlan. Can you listen to me? Reuven owns a house. Shimon steals it. Shimon sells it to me. I go live in the house. I go plant in the garden. Whatever I do. Am I a gazlan? Am I a gazlan? Huh? Am I a gazlan? What do you tell me? Huh? Am I? I mean, it's a simple question. No? Someone looks over to me and he says, I'll sell you a bicycle. I say, good, I need a bicycle. Okay, there's my bicycle by the pole, give me $10. I give him $10, I take the bicycle. It's not his bicycle, someone else's bicycle. Am I a gazlan? Yes or no question, 50-50 chance. Huh? Am I a gazlan? By bicycle. Am I a gazlan? Of course I'm a gazlan. I took someone else's bicycle. 50-50. I stole someone's bicycle. Not kind of anything. He walks over to me. He says, you see that bike? It's a beautiful bike. I don't need it anymore. Give me $10. You can take it. I give him $10. What? He didn't take it. I took it. He pointed to it. He told me, take it. Doesn't matter the karka. He points to the karka. He didn't pick up the karka and steal it. He goes over to me, says, you want to buy this bridge? It's a beautiful bridge. and I'll sell it to you cheap. So I buy the bridge, and I go up on the bridge, and I block the road. I'm not a Goslin. I may be a Goslin buying this. Maybe, but I'm not a Goslin. You don't think so? What? Sure. It's a shame. He stole Bainus. Unless there's a Petor of Gable Bainus. Maybe there is. I'm not aware of any such thing. I'm not a Goslin. What do you tell me? Huh? If I go to your field and plant it without permission, I'm a Goslin. Okay, you can't really steal karka. That's called gazel of karka. Karka ain't an exelus, but I'm a gazel if I go there and I plant. I don't understand why, if someone tells me it's his field, he's a firm yid, I'm allowed to believe him. And then I go there and I eat it, why I'm not a gazel? I don't understand. I'm not a gazel. What?
Just tells him to
bait
someone else's house.
Machnefraim. We had this year, Machnefraim said, let's see if it has a shaychus. Machnefraim said, if I tell you, you're thirsty, here, drink the soda. Right, that was his case. He gave him something to eat. I say, you're thirsty, have a soda. And you drink the soda, and then I laugh, it's his soda. And he drank the soda. Or he took out a case, I tell you, you know, I need this furniture broken up and put into the garbage. So you break it up, and then it's someone else's furniture. So what did Nachos David say? I'm potter because... Why am I potter? He said, because I'm an Oynes Gomor. By Mazik, an Oynes Gomor is potter. Right, Taisa said that even though Adam would La'ilam, by Aynes Gamor, your potter. Dr. Frank said, the Shaiva is the one who sent him his chayiv. That's got me. But I'm potter. So by Mazik, there's a Ptura of Aynes. Also, maybe by Goslin, there's also a Ptura of Aynes.
Maybe it's a Mazik.
Geneva is more than a Mazik. Mazik is a parasha, and Geneva is a parasha.
One of the 24.
Is the Goslin buying this potter?
What?
I didn't do any Ben Ol Machaveri. I'm chayiv. If I steal, I'm not chayiv because I did a Ben Ol Machaveri. I'm chayiv because I have somebody else's thing. I stole somebody else's thing. It's not a punishment. It's a payment. No, Malchus, and I guess it's potter. Payment, except by Adam was Mazikam. So maybe that's what he means. He means that God's Mabayinus. I'm right, he's a God's Mabayinus and he's Pata. You think he's Pata? Someone sells me your bike for $10. What? Yeah, someone comes. The firm. What? They don't have to give the bike back? If the bike is around, you just have to give it back, right? Certainly. No, that's for sure. If the bike is around, you have to give it back. Let's say he didn't give me a bike, he gave me something, but then if I'm Mazik, he didn't invite that Mazik buying this. You have to have a case that's not Geneva, not a Mazik. Alright, Kitzer, it's late. What I'd like you to think about are these two Nakudas. One, Shat, Hadru Peri. Is it so posh yes, that you have to give back Peris? Why do I have to give back the Peris? Two, the Nachlas David Chilik. Now, as David says, Hadra Peri is only if the Ganiv himself ate the Peris. If the Ganiv gave it to someone else, the Ganiv stole a field and he gave it to someone else, that someone else, there's no Hadra Peri. So I'm saying, I don't understand why the someone else shouldn't be Hadra Peri. So you're saying, maybe, Taka, he's a Ganiv buying this. Maybe there's such a thing, Ganiv buying this is Pater. It's Hashem, by tomorrow I'll have for you a psak if Geneva Bainus is potter, and that we'll try to see. What?